You are listening to the Texas Standard.
It's a Friday night in the tiny South Texas community of Sebastian, and the gravel parking lot in front of the Silver Star game room is packed. A blinking neon arrow points to a converted trailer on Business 77. Inside, it's a single rectangular room with a low ceiling, imbued with the smell of cigarettes. There's a sign on each wall that says in all caps, "No cash payouts." The only light comes from a small heating lamp at the snack bar and from the dozens of screens that sit along its walls. They look like old arcade games, but they're actually electronic gambling machines called 8-liners, video slot machines like what you'd find at a full-blown casino.
How's it going? $5 minimum?
I get 10 $1 bills from an employee sitting in a clear plastic booth on the far wall, and I sit down at one of the machines. I burn through the cash in about 3 minutes and then watch the other customers, most of whom are elderly, feeding bill after bill into the machines. It's the same scene up and down Business 77, not just at the Silver Star, but also at the El Toro, the Great Eagle, and the one Alita Cardenas lives near, the Sizzling Sevens.
To me, they're not pleasant. In some occasions, there was fights at those 8-liners. And some people, they're out there until midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. They're so close to family homes.
But according to Cameron County District Attorney Luis V. Sines, the problem isn't just that they bring noise and crime into quiet neighborhoods.
You have to pay cash to these folks to encourage them to come back, to allow you to stay in business.
But in Texas, paying cash is illegal. You can offer 8-liners for entertainment purposes, but you can't award any prize worth more than $5. So operators look for creative ways to get around the law.
The operator would say, well, I'm not giving cash. I'm giving, $20 worth of groceries. I'm giving a debit card that you can compensate at a local store.
Sines would know. He spent most of his time as Cameron County's DA fighting 8-liners. You find them all over the state, but they're particularly pervasive in South Texas. When Sines took office, they were all over the county, illicitly clearing tens of thousands of dollars per night. Now, there are hardly any. But closing them took a lot of time and resources. Keeping them tamped down still does.
I don't want to have to spend time on 8-liners because I've got murders, I've got child abuses, I've got drugs coming in.
It's a problem that caught the attention of State Representative Richard Pena Raymond, a Democrat from Laredo.
You have a lot of 8-liners all over the state of Texas right now. So what I did is I tried to come up with something that would address the existing situation in a way that would make it better.
Here's how it works. If the bill becomes law, 8-liner gambling would initially remain illegal in Texas. But then individual cities and counties could vote on whether to legalize them in their jurisdiction, just like local votes on whether to sell alcohol.
I don't like gambling. I'm not into it. That's not my deal. But there are people that do. Well, people are adults. They can decide what they want to do. Instead of just the Wild West out there, this would allow us to go in and do something meaningful where we would stop the illegal gambling that does occur, and then we would allow communities to decide yay or nay.
It's an idea that, in principle, some members of South Texas law enforcement can get behind. Ricardo Rodriguez is the district attorney of Hidalgo County.
If it's operating legally and it's the law, I'll support it. I have no problem with it.
Legalizing 8-liner gambling in his jurisdiction could cut down on the resources he'd have to devote to them. In Cameron County, Sines supports letting voters have their say, but he's skeptical that the proposal would stabilize the situation. Edward Sandoval is the county's first assistant district attorney.
It doesn't provide for any type of regulatory authority over these entities. So if it's an allow for in a local election, yes, you're going to authorize them. But where's the commission? What's being proposed as is devoid of that regulation. And that's concerning because it's an allow for people to take advantage of people.
Raymond said that the 8-liners would need to be licensed by both the state and by their local city or county government. And that regulation, much like it does now, would fall to local law enforcement. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.